Spirit Radio Podcasts.
It's hard not to get a little bit emotional reading about our next guest study, where he led a report that looked at if the months of lockdown in Ireland had reduced the number of premature and very low weight babies being born, which is a good news story. On the line to tell us a little bit more about the report and its findings, we have Professor Roy Phillip, who's a consultant paediatrician and neonatologist at University Hospital Limerick. Professor Roy, thanks for joining us on the programme. Good morning to you.
Thank you for having me, Bindi.
Well, first of all, just tell us a little bit about the study you led and how it came about in the first place.
It all came about just as a simple observation, I have to say, we have approximately about 10 to 15 very premature babies every year. When I say extreme premature, it is below 1,000 grams in weight. And then we will have approximately 35 to 55 very low birth weight babies. That means those babies who are below 1.5 kilograms of birth weight. And we know in the unit when they are here, because once they come to the unit, they'll stay with us for 2 to 3 months, and that's the normal pathway. So we observed that during the early part of the lockdown itself, suddenly we are not having the extreme preterm babies in the unit. Understandably, we initially thought it is just a coincidence, a normal fluctuation of these things will happen from time to time. But as the weeks went on, we were all surprised that they were not coming there at all. And that led to looking more closely into the topic and going back for the last 20 years of our own data in the hospital to compare the period and what is going on at the moment.
So you had to do a huge amount of research then, as you say, Professor Phillip, just looking at, you know, what's been happening in the past 20 years and realising this isn't just an anomaly. So what did you find as you started to kind of digging down into that research?
Yeah, when we looked down into the bottom of it, what we found is compared to the numbers I was mentioning to you earlier, we had no babies born with below 1,000 grams.
So at that weight, Professor Phillip, what age would that usually be? How many weeks would that baby be?
Yeah, usually we are talking about babies who are below 28 weeks of gestation at that particular weight. Of course, it is variable, but that is the general round figure. And also then we looked at the babies below 32 weeks of gestation or 34, who will be babies who are below 1.5 kilograms. Why we went for the birth weight rather than the gestation is, for international comparisons, we are connected to a system called Vermont-Oxford Network internationally, and their cutoff is below 1.5. So we thought if we do it well from the very beginning, this will give us an opportunity to look at other centers around the world in due course to see what's happening elsewhere. So what we found, interestingly, as of today, as of 30th of June, we even extended the study up to 30th of June, we had only one baby who was below 1,000 grams in the entire half of the year, which in comparison to, we should be having about 6 to 8. And for the very low birth weight, up to end of June, we only had 4 to 5 babies. Normally, we should be having about 20.
So around a 70% reduction. Yeah, it's a huge reduction. And you mentioned there, Professor Roy, that there's been lots of international interest and collaboration. Have other countries seen a similar trend?
Yeah, no. It's so interesting that when we put our pre-publication on Med Archives in early June, just 3 or 4 days before that, Denmark put out their figures, and their figures even slightly more compelling than ours. That is a national data, because Scandinavia, as you know, they have excellent systems to dig at figures very quickly, and they brought out the national figures, and that's almost like a mirror image of what we found. And they are the two publications at the moment on this topic, to the best of my knowledge. And now what we are doing is we have linked up with many centers around the world to see what's happening elsewhere. What we have seen could be in a couple of countries, and what about the rest of the world? So I'm only learning, I have to say, over the last few months on this fascinating topic.
And in terms of the possible reasons, have you been able to kind of pinpoint why this good news might be happening?
We couldn't pinpoint anything. What we postulate is the lockdown brought us an unusual opportunity. In research, in epidemiological research, it is actually extremely difficult to control all the variables which the lockdown could control indirectly. That means the pregnant women were at home. They had more rest. They had perhaps better nutrition. Definitely less stress levels. No work stress. No night on calls. No night duties. Partners are at home. Partner support. The other children who are otherwise in crèche or play school may not be bringing home infections. Better nutritional support. So I think it is multitude of factors which are socio-environmental and maternal behavioral changes. And another important observation is the reduction in pollution. It is reported all over Europe that the atmospheric pollution came down. So we don't know what is the factor. The only thing we know is it's extremely important that mothers or pregnant women with preterm delivery, they are observed closely in the hospital. All the monitoring is done. We are not challenging any of that. They are extremely important. At the same time, this gives us an opportunity to go outside of the hospital environment, back to the home environment, back to the community and learn. Are there other simple methods that could reduce the preterm birth rate, especially at the extremes of prematurity? Because if we can reduce that, then we can reduce the complications associated with that as well.
It sounds like, and I know you're still really trying to delve into the research, and as you said, it is multifactorial. It's very hard to pinpoint.
It sounds
like possibly one of the benefits might be kind of that better work-life balance, less stress, and maybe there needs to be a cultural change in that regard towards pregnant women.
I hope you're correct on that, because I was telling my colleagues that, look, all what we do and balance our life is based on our understanding what we need during pregnancy. But the baby's needs could be different. We didn't ask the fetus what is their ideal balance. So we have to learn more. And I think our international collaborative work hopefully will throw more light on this topic. I also have to say, sorry to cut across, Wendy, that this is not just a work from my side. There are other collaborators here with the University of Limerick and the Irish Neonatal Health Alliance. So it's a thought process from so many of us thinking that, look, is there something different
that we can actually do to work together? And that's probably the final question. And I know it might be a difficult one to answer, but I know if there's pregnant women listening at the moment, they're going to want to say, well, should I be doing something different? What should I be thinking about? Or their partners, should they be doing something different? What would your advice be there?
I think it is in the very early stage for me to link a causation with any single factor. However, looking at our data and this huge variation compared to the previous 20 years, I think there is no harm, definitely, to have less stress during pregnancy, less work-related stress, less chance of infection, better nutrition, sufficient rest, sufficient sleep. They can only promote a healthy pregnancy and continuation of pregnancy rather than stressed out so much and commuting and all that. It's very early for me to pinpoint and say which one factor is more relevant than another one. Such information can only come from way bigger studies.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this research develops. Thank you so much for sharing what we know now with us this morning on Spirit
Thank
Radio
you so
this
much,
morning.
Wendy. Thank you. Thank
That's
you.
Professor Roy Phillip there, just giving that research in relation to the impact that lockdown appears to have had on the number of premature babies, and that number actually dropping. Really, really fascinating stuff.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.